Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday on The Burt Show, and we got some Burt Show storylines that aren't tied up in a nice little bow for you guys, and you will not be ignored. So we do that on Thursdays. This one comes from Heather Wilson, and she says, Burt Show! About 3 weeks ago, you guys had a story about a woman and her ex sharing custody of their dog. She wanted full custody, but she was hesitant. As a dog lover, I've got to know what happened.
I love the impatience of these requests now. Yeah. It's not like the ones from years ago. It's like, okay, 3 weeks ago, right. But I need answers. Right.
I know this happened yesterday morning, but I need answers.
All right, so if you don't recall, a couple weeks ago, we had a Burt Show listener on who was explaining she and her ex had shared custody of their dog. But her ex lived in an apartment, and she recently moved into a house with a bigger yard for the dog. She knew that the dog would be happier with her having primary custody. So we helped her ask her ex for the dog, but he wasn't willing to negotiate being via text. This was a texting tutor that we were doing. So thought the conversation would be better in person. Last we heard, she was waiting to pick up Milo over the weekend, but she was having a hard time getting in touch with her ex because essentially what we told her to do was dog napping. She went back to the the paperwork where they had adopted the dog. Both their names were on there, so nobody has like the legal right to the dog. And we were like, okay, we'll just, you know, sit tight. And when it's, you know, you do get visitation with a dog, when you get the dog, just don't take him back.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what we suggested. But she jumped the gun and she was like, wanted to get the dog, and then he wouldn't let her have it, and then he was being sketch about her getting the dog for her visitation, so we don't even know if she was able to get him or not.
Well, we're going to find everything out right now, Chris. And Mo's got the email update.
I was able to pick Milo up for our regular visit. Seeing how much Milo loved the yard and me, I know that I had to convince my ex to let me keep him. When it came time for me to return Milo, I just didn't. I was expecting him to text me and ask where Milo was. Heard nothing from my ex.
You're very dramatic this morning, Mo. I can really feel this. I'm feeling this update.
Yeah, I always say that. I am reading this email the same way I read every email.
I feel like you're into it.
This is it. No, Milo means something to me.
Milo means something to all of us.
Milo opened me up, man. I was expecting him to text me and ask where Milo was. I heard nothing from my ex. After a few days, I still hadn't received any communication from him. I was so confused. After about 5 days of silence, my ex texted me with, "So I guess you are keeping Milo?" I responded and just said, "Yes." His response was simply, "Fine." Honestly, I don't think my ex really cared about Milo at all. I don't think it was about the dog for him. I think it was about winning and keeping something I wanted. But I really don't care. I'm just glad that I have Milo with me now. I think it's the best situation for everyone. It's no shocker, but my ex hasn't bothered to call or text at all since. He obviously doesn't care to have any updates about Milo. So, hopefully, there is no more need to have any communication with him moving forward. Thanks for your help and checking in on me and Milo. We are both doing great.
Yay!
Do you feel settled now?
I do, man.
Yeah,
I feel like I can finally move on with my life.
Milo's in good hands. Yes. We're all going to be okay.
In a loving home with a big backyard, just doing Milo things.
That's what he always deserves.
Getting his Milo on.
All right, so let me ask you guys a quick question, and this legitimately is for a friend, right? So I've got a dude that's been dating a woman. I guess she'd been about 5 or 6 weeks now, right? And he's really like into her. Super, super excited about her. And in this 6 week, she decided to hit him up with the whole, hey, there's something about me you need to know. And he's like, oh, God. Here and she go. Texts him this, right? There's something you need to know. Can I tell you tonight? So he's thinking, geez, she's going to show up and have a part that he wasn't expecting. So they end up going out and she's like, I need to let you know right now that I'm a virgin and I plan on staying that way until I get married.
Hmm.
Okay? It's very admirable. That's what she wants to do with her life, and mm-hmm. who cares what the reasons are, right? She's choosing Jesus. I understand that. So my question was, is like, if you're going out with somebody, at what point do you disclose that? Do you disclose that in the beginning of the date? If that is a deal breaker, or going to be a deal breaker, now you got 6 weeks in, right? Mm-hmm. Before he knows that he could have been dating somebody else? Or is it none of his business for 6 weeks until it gets a little bit more serious?
I don't think it's something, we've actually discussed this before. I don't think it's something you discuss on the first date. I think it's something you discuss before you're expected to be intimate, and that you kind of know it, what the expectations are, and if you're supposed to, you know, and before the happens, you have to let them know that you're not into the
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's about how I think it's going to sound if she's staying a virgin that long.
I feel like the first time we discussed this, I remember it being difficult for me to put it on like a date. Like if it should be first date, second date. Because I do get, I guess somebody may want to know sooner than later if, like you said, they could have been dating someone else the entire time. But I also really don't think it's such a big deal that you have to bring it up immediately. I kind of think it's a feel thing. Like you, whenever the marriage comes up or intimacy comes up, mm-hmm. you just put it out there that that's what it is and go from there.
Yeah, the conversation lends itself to bringing it up and then do it.
Right.
Well, how did your friend feel at the 6 week mark? Did he feel like it was too late or too early?
I mean, he was ready to do it 3 weeks ago. So I think he's like, I would have rather known earlier.
Mm. I think with this, it's kind of like anything that could be a potential deal breaker. Like if you have kids, I think earlier is best, but I think the first date is too much because I think you got to give people the opportunity to get to know you and understand like, oh, I'm doing this for this reason, or I have a kid from this relationship. I don't think any major deal breaker should be brought up on the first date just because it's kind of a disservice to you that somebody's going to judge you off of a decision that you're making or something, or a child that you have, before they even get to have an opportunity to decide if they're willing to even bend something that might have been a deal breaker before.
I'm just going to be 100 with you guys. I would like to know that before the first date.
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. Is that what was that my position before also?
It was. Yeah.
I mean, for me, that is an important part of a relationship right there. And I would want to know that that is off the table even before we go out.
Because that's a deal breaker.
Because
for
quite
you.
Honestly, yeah, I would respect her religion and respect the reasons why she's doing it. It just doesn't mesh with what I would like in my relationship. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would like to know that before. But it would be an awkward thing to tell somebody right before? Before you even go out?
Yes, it would be.
Would it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I appreciate you wanting to know because that's a deal breaker for you. But that would be an uncomfortable question to answer or even ask somebody.
Wouldn't you volunteer it, though?
No.
I guess because it's a deal breaker for you, that makes sense. Like, for me personally, it wouldn't be a deal breaker.
No?
So if you kind of just said it, like, soon as I met you, by the way, I would be like, okay, you didn't, that's a little weird.
Deal breaker for me.
Deal breaker for you,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, if I was dating a guy, no, we have to see if we're sexually compatible.
Right.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
How long would you be willing to wait in that area?
If I really liked her, and thought she could be the one, long as it took.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't bother me at all.
You're a better man than me.
Definitely. Sure. It's a quick-ass way to get to the altar, though.
You ain't never left.
Get it. The Burt Show.